with you.
And also with you.
Christ is risen. Seems so long ago that we celebrated Easter, and yet here we are, continuing our Easter celebration. You get a little bit of a flavor for that in the hymns for today. In our gospel reading, Jesus on Monday, Thursday, preparing his disciples and us for life with Jesus not visibly present, teaches us how to pray. And we pray that God would bless us as we hear his word today. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, as I mentioned, very Easterish, 469, Christ the Lord is risen today. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of matins. That's on page 219 and following. Worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you have showered down upon us. We thank you for the gift of your Son, whose life, death, and resurrection has won for us the forgiveness of sins and truly set us free. Heavenly Father, in the freedoms that you have given us, teach us to trust in you, to cling to your word. And above all, Lord, teach us to bring our joys and our sorrows to our Heavenly Father, who invites us, who encourages us, who commands us to pray. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen for us, and for the life of the world. Amen. Amen. 469.
Latins, page 219. Please stand.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Lord, lead me to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us sing with joyful voice to God.
Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
We sing together the introit appointed for today.
Thank you.
may be seated for our office hymn number 829, Christ the Eternal Lord, 829. Old Testament reading for the sixth Sunday of Easter is from Numbers chapter 21. From Mount Hor they set out by way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless bread. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole, and if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, in that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, but the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the Easter responsory found on page 222.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep? The Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Gospel we heard read just a few moments ago, John 16, 23 through 30, especially these words. Jesus said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, ask that you may receive. Jesus is teaching us about prayer. And isn't prayer an amazing thing?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time, don't we? In 30-plus years of doing this pastor thing, I have come to realize many things about prayer. Christians talk about prayer all the time. Christians tell each other, you know, "I'm going to be praying for you." Christians ask one another, "Pray for me, will you? I have this situation going on in my life." We have prayer chains. We send out all kinds of prayer requests on social media. We talk a big talk about prayer. And my experience, including my own, is that we talk about prayer a lot, and that we actually pray very little. I get a kick out of people when they come up to me and they say, "Oh, Pastor, I really believe in the power of prayer. I prayed to God, and God gave me exactly what I wanted." Maybe you've said that. Maybe you've thought that. "Pastor, you believe in the power of prayer, don't you?" Or how about the flip side of that coin? "Yeah, I tried that prayer stuff. I prayed, and it doesn't work. I prayed, and God let me down. I prayed, and God didn't give me what I wanted, what I needed." Prayer becomes this battleground. Does it work? Does it not work? My friends, if you have fallen into this trap to think prayer works when you get what you want, and prayer doesn't work when you don't get what you want, I would submit to you that you really don't understand what prayer is and why God commands us to pray. Prayer is something we do in response to the joyous gospel. Prayer is our work. Prayer is hard work. But the way that argument goes about working or not working, you have a completely wrong frame of reference. If prayer, something we do, works or doesn't work, think about what that has turned prayer into. A good work that saves us, a good work that gets us noticed, a good work that manipulates God to do what we want. Heaven forbid. How easy it is to fall into this trap about prayer working or not working. Prayer does not accomplish what it asks for. God does. There is no power in prayer. The power is in God. Remember the song that we sang with the preschoolers? "Yes, Jesus loves me. I am weak, but he is strong. We do not pray from a position of strength. We pray from a position of weakness. And this is why Jesus teaches us to pray in his name. Now, to pray in the name of Jesus doesn't mean you tack the name of Jesus onto every prayer. You can have a wonderful prayer that doesn't even mention the name Jesus. The Lord's Prayer doesn't mention the name Jesus, and Jesus teaches us to pray like this. To pray in the name of Jesus is to pray in faith. To pray in faith. To pray with faith in Jesus, who he is and why he has come into this world. Did you hear what we said, or what Jesus said in our gospel reading for today? In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and believed that I came from God. Do you believe that Jesus is who he claims to be? God in the flesh. Second person of the Trinity, the eternal Word, the eternal Logos, begotten of the Father before all time. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, who takes on flesh and blood and comes crashing into this world for us and for our salvation. Jesus came from God, and he came for a reason. He came to save us. He came into this world of sin to save sinners. Sinners who are born in sin, lost and condemned in sin, enslaved in sin, and unable to free ourselves. Jesus came into this world to fulfill the law that crushes each one of us. Jesus came into this world to pay our debt, to pay our penalty, what we had rightly earned and deserved because of our sin. Jesus takes the hit. Jesus goes to the cross. Jesus becomes our substitute. And right before Jesus leaves the upper room to go and offer himself as the once and for all sacrifice of sin, he teaches his disciples right here, John 16, in this upper room discourse, he teaches them how to pray. He teaches us how to pray. We pray in Jesus' name. And that means we pray knowing, believing, and trusting that Jesus is who he says he is. That Jesus has actually done what God's word testifies to. And that what Jesus has done in his perfect life, his bloody death, and his glorious resurrection from the dead, he has done for the whole world. And that means he's done it for me, for you. My friends, why do we pray? Because God commands us to. Our prayers are not manipulating God to do what we want him to do. That would put us over God. That would make God into some kind of puppet that can be manipulated. Do you see where this kind of bad, false theology gets us? Prayer is work, hard work. work that we do. God commands us to pray because he wants us to know his word, to know his promises, and to cling to those promises, even when God's answer to our prayer is no. Or wait. God often teaches us patience as we pray. In our epistle reading for today, the Apostle Paul says, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life." Do you think people in our world today are praying for our leaders of the opposite party that they belong to? The vast majority couldn't care less. When we realize that our leaders, whether you have a D or an R in front of their name, our leaders are given to us by God, and God's word teaches us to pray for them. Do you see how God is teaching us civil discourse, teaching us the vocation of citizenship, teaching us that we can even pray for those we don't like, that we disagree with, or that maybe we even consider as our enemy? My friends, why do we pray? Well, of course, God has commanded us to pray. It's good for us. But more importantly, he's promised to hear us. He's promised to hear us. You know what it's like when you're talking to somebody and they're not paying attention? You know what it's like to talk to somebody and they're not paying attention? It hurts. It's frustrating. And on the other side, it's the most unloving, uncaring, inconsiderate thing you can possibly do. My friends, our God does not treat us like somebody who's obsessed with their handheld device. He invites us to pray, he commands us to pray, and then he promises that he will listen, that he will hear us, and that he will answer. He will answer our prayers. He will not always give us what we want. God cannot be manipulated. Our God is not some capricious God who says, "I'm going to give him what he wants, but boy, I'm not going to give her what she wants." No, God doesn't work that way. God is love, and he has demonstrated that love in the gift of his Son. Prayer is work, hard work for us. Why? Because it means that we trust in something, someone that is bigger than ourselves. We admit that not everything is in our control. And that we truly believe that God loves us and that God cares for us. My friends, we dare never separate the word of God from prayer. How do you think God teaches us to pray? Through his word. Many of you know that we have three sons in our family. They're all grown up now. But when they were little, they were all bunched together. And our youngest one, Junior, had two older brothers. Junior was really, really slow in talking. Why? He didn't need to. He had two older brothers that would do all the talking for him. All he had to do was point and grunt. And one of his older brothers would interpret the grunt and tell mom and dad what he wanted. Well, thankfully, eventually, he did learn to talk. He realized it was a lot quicker to go straight to the source than have his grunting interpreted by others. The same thing is true for us. God hears us even when we grunt, when our prayers are in groans that nobody can understand except God. God knows our heart. He knows our minds. He knows what we need. But He teaches us. He teaches us in His Word how to formulate the words. He teaches us that we don't need a go-between, some sacerdotal priest or whatever. We can go directly to God with our prayers. Our Father, who invites us to come as tender children, go to their Father, knowing that He will always give them what is good and what is best. In God's Word, like our epistle reading for today, pray for your leaders, pray for your elected officials, pray for your government, pray for the swamp in Washington, pray. If you don't like them, tough, pray. God gave them to us, pray. Maybe your prayers that they repent, that's okay, pray. God molds us and forms us and shapes us by His Word. On this Memorial Day weekend, we thank God for all those who have gone before us and served, even those who have given the ultimate sacrifice so that we can be free in this country. Is this country messed up and do people abuse their freedoms? Yes. But millions are still pouring in because this is the best there is. We pray because God has taught us to pray. His Word teaches us what to pray for. He has given us the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer. When we don't know what to pray for, God's Word teaches us. Hallowed be Thy name, that His Word be taught in its truth and purity, and go forth into the entire world. Thy kingdom come, that I would truly believe the Word of God and live a holy, decent life according to it. Thy will be done, that God's will is wiser or smarter than my will. Give us this day our daily bread. Don't be obsessed with the future. God will grant everything you need to support this body and life. Work hard. Trust God. Don't worry. In the same way that God gave manna to the children of Israel as they wandered in the wilderness, we heard a little flavor of that in our Old Testament reading for today. He will give you your daily bread. Doesn't mean you quit your job and become a public case of charity. Use the gifts, talents, and abilities that He has given you. And trust that He will take care of even you. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, I'm a sinner. Don't keep my great sin from You loving me. And as You have freely loved and forgiven me, break my hard, cold, selfish heart so that I can love and forgive others in the same way that you have forgiven me. Lead us not into temptation. Don't let the devil, the world, and my own sinful flesh get a stronghold in my heart. Break and hinder them. Break my idols. Break them for your sake so that I can cling to you and your word even more. Deliver us from evil. Lord, don't let me get too attached to the things of this world. Teach me that my true citizenship is in heaven. Help me to put everything in perspective so that I can love you and serve one another. And when the time is right, take me from this veil of tears to be with you forever. My friends, why do you pray? If you have had some misinformed, misguided understanding of what prayer is and why prayer is, repent. Repent. God cannot be manipulated so that if you get an extra 1,700 people on your email prayer chain, oh, now God will answer your prayer and notice you. But if you're one short, he won't. Come on. God doesn't work that way. God loves us in spite of ourselves. He's given us the greatest gift of love the world has ever seen, Jesus. Jesus has bled and died and given us the right to pray. We are children of God by the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus. And now, in the family, we go to Daddy and we tell him what we want. We tell him what we need. And we trust that God the Father, our Daddy, will give us exactly what we need. How can we be sure? He's already given us Jesus. My friends, may God bless us that our prayers today and tomorrow and forever would be in faith, in Jesus' name, and flowing from God's holy and perfect word. May God grant it to us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our prayers in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. As we have heard God's word, let us respond. This morning we use the words of the Te Deum, page 223 and following. Please stand as you're able.
This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat, at the end of each row, please sign your name.
Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship with us this morning. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who is powerful to give us Jesus and loves us enough to invite us to pray would be your comfort and your peace today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Our service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church. We begin with the Kyrie, middle of page 227. Please stand as you're able.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd member Mark Simnett, who will be undergoing surgery on Tuesday. Heavenly Father, you tenderly invite us to believe that you are our true Father and that we are your true children, so that with all boldness and confidence, we may ask you as dear children ask their dear Father. Keep us, we pray, steadfast in the faith, that we might ever cling to your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who has overcome the world for us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, we thank you for raising up faithful shepherds among us to feed and serve your holy flock. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, that they would never tire of preaching Christ and him crucified for the salvation of all who hear and believe. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty Father, keep this nation under your care. Bless the leaders of our land. Heal our divisions, that we may be a people at peace among ourselves and a blessing to the other nations of the earth. Give us grateful hearts for the freedom we enjoy and for the men and women who have given up their lives to keep us free. Lord God of hosts, stretch forth your almighty arm to strengthen and protect those who serve in the armed forces of our country. Support them in times of war and in times of peace. Keep them from all evil, giving them courage and loyalty. Grant that in all things they may serve with integrity and with honor. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, extend your compassionate and caring hand toward all who suffer tribulation in this sinful world, especially to the destitute, homeless, impoverished, those suffering from flooding in the Midwest. Motivate your children to be doers of the world and not hearers only, that they would be your instruments of love to help and assist those in need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Father, look with mercy upon all those who are sick or suffering or who have requested our prayers. Especially this day we lay before you Peggy, Ken, Mark, Sharon, Joe, Francine, Loretta, Georgia, Al, Vern, Irma, Shirley, Mildred, Ruth, Marilyn, Melissa, Rahima, Paris, Daniel, Lawson, Mel, Kylan, all those that we remember in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Father, we give you thanks for receiving all those who have gone to their heavenly reward before us and now rest from their labors. Keep us with them in that same faith, that together with them we may receive the promised inheritance of your eternal kingdom as fellow heirs with your Son, when he returns in glory on the last day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Praise be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Please be seated. Before we sing our closing hymn, I'd like to take a moment. We have a service called Farewell and Godspeed. Rahima, come on down. Many of you know Rahima as our singing in the choir. Heard one more time today her beautiful voice. And she's been, I don't know what your official title was, Director of Student Services, something like that, at Concordia Seward. Been a faithful member here at Good Shepherd, director of our choir, and recently accepted a call to St. Louis. I can't imagine why, but a call to St. Louis to work with Lutheran Church Extension Fund. And so she'll be reunited with her former pastor and my former seminary classmate, Pastor Bart Day, as well. So, beloved in the Lord, Rahima Kavuga has accepted a call to a new field of service in the church. At this time of farewell and Godspeed, let us hear the word of God. Philippians 1. I thank my God in all my remembrances of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from this day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And 1 Corinthians 15. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Let us pray. Lord God, merciful and gracious Father, we give thanks for all the blessings you have bestowed upon our congregation and Concordia, its members, and the entire church through your servant Rahima. By your word and spirit, preserve her in the one true faith. Grant her faithfulness in her new field of service and a readiness to grow in wisdom, knowledge, and skill for those she serves, to the glory of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Rahima, go in peace and joy. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, bless you, and strengthen you for faithful service in his name. I think it would be appropriate to thank God. Our service continues with our closing hymn, number 8, I want to say 32 to 830. Spread the Reign of God the Lord, hymn 830.
It was 8:32. Sorry about that. Jesus shall reign. 8:32. Sorry, Ellen.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. A couple of announcements. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. Activities and events for the days and weeks ahead are in here. Insert for Vacation Bible School. Sign-up sheet out there. Most of all, we need kids. Anybody that can help is greatly appreciated. A variety of things, so check that out. And a lot of things going on. You'll notice we're one pastor shy today. Pastor Moline is on vacation. Keep him in your prayers for safe travel. He is in northwest Montana bear hunting. So I said, Pastor, if you shoot a bear, I'd sure like to taste it. And he looked at me and said, yeah, I'll give you the liver. Apparently, that's supposed to be some delicacy or something. I didn't, whatever. So keep him in your prayers for safe travel and safety all around. We've got offices closed tomorrow for Memorial Day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Junior high kids are going to Camp Kamika. We got a lot of detail kind of things going on, kind of easing into our summer. Rahima, we pray God's blessings. You can hear her one more time before the 10:30 service, but we pray God's blessings, and I don't know, if we ever get down to St. Louis, we'll come visit. Yes, and you can come back here anytime. One other, I don't normally do this, but one other, it's Memorial Day weekend. A member of our congregation, wonderful young man, good friend of mine. Seems like just yesterday I confirmed him. But several months ago, Kylan Schnell shipped off to boot camp with the Navy. He's been stationed in Pensacola for the last several months. He's going to be there at least through the end of September until he gets his assignment. It's kind of like cyber spying warfare kind of stuff. It's top secret, really fun, intriguing stuff. Kylan, stand up. Thank you for your service. God's blessings. And you are in our prayers. And I'm not just saying it. You actually are in our prayers. And we pray that God would continue to bless you and keep you safe as you serve and protect us. Coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. Sunday school opening in here in about 12 minutes or so. Bible study on stewardship. We'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 8 today. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Have a blessed Memorial Day weekend and God's richest blessings in Christ.